Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Why not listen to me, Mike Gawley, and Thomas Bryan, co-host of No Labels, the show for, by, and about issues, barriers, and solutions affecting the disability community in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Every episode focuses on accessibility news and views relevant to our community. That's No Labels with Thomas Bryan and Mike Gawley, playing regularly across the Access Radio network. Kia ora tātou, ko Mike Gawley tēnei. Welcome to No Labels. On today's show, we mark the 40th anniversary of Vincent's Art Space.
Kia ora, I'm Andrew. I'm the coordinator, kai whakahaere, at Vincent's Art Workshop. So I manage all the behind-the-scenes things and secure funding and manage the staff.
How are you finding securing funding at the moment?
Well, I'm happy to say that our main funding from MSD and the Wellington City Council has been very stable. So, yeah, we're in the very fortunate position to have that funding currently. We do, we have traditionally applied to many different smaller grants as well, and we do continue to seek other funding as well.
So what purpose does MSD fund you for then?
So MSD funds us through their program of community participation. So it's about, so Vincent's is open to everyone, but we, our MSD funding covers those who attend who have a disability, and it's all about providing people with a vocation who may be out of, people who may have, may be out of work for a long period of time. Yeah. And we provide them with a space to be creative, basically. So we have the studio space, we have tutors, we have art materials for people to make art. And that's basically what we do.
Right, so now Vincent's is 40 years old this year. Take me back to the beginning as far as you can remember it or what you know of it. How did it all start and keep going the way it did or has done?
Sure, so yes, we've just recently celebrated our 40th. I've been with Vincent's for the last 20 years, but I can tell you what I know of how it started. We did a bit of digging back through our archives as part of preparing for our 40th celebrations. So a few years before Vincent's started, this was in about 1982, there was a festival at Porirua Hospital called the Rainbow Festival, and one of the people involved with organising that was a man called David Buller, and he a few years later ended up being the first coordinator of Vincent's, and so there was a bit of a movement in the psychiatric sector to give the patients more autonomy over the activities that they would be able to do and when they were in hospital. And, you know, in the sort of early 80s, they were beginning the process of moving a lot of those patients out into the community. And there ended up being a lot of people in living in Wellington CBD, who some of whom had been in the hospital, and these people were now used to doing art in that place, and now sort of didn't have anywhere to do it. And there were some social workers in the CBD, namely Helen Walsh and Pam Whittington, who were both involved in the what was then called Inner City Ministry, which has evolved over time to be down DCM it is now. Yeah, and so they recognised a need for a place for these people to go. And at one point, Pam Whittington had a number of people who were hanging out regularly in her kitchen, making art and doing various things. And she talked with Helen Walsh, who was the director of ICM at the time, and they came up with a solution. And March 1985, Vincent's opened in Oak Park Lane, sort of right up near the top of Willis Street. And and the rest is history. Yeah.
I mean, talked about accessibility, that fact that people, anyone can come. And I remember that, knowing Glenn McDonald, probably was she the first coordinator?
No, Glenn later. Glenn came later, but she was our coordinator for a very long time, about 22 years, I believe. So, yeah, yeah, yes. But yeah, our focus has always been on people who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to create, people, beneficiaries or people with disabilities. But we've, right from very early on, we've always had a very inclusive policy of everyone being welcome at Vincent's, and we believe that's part of the flavour of our space. Yeah.
And part of that accessibility, of course, was physical access. I remember that when you were down in your other venue, you had lift access.
Yes.
And now you've got ground level access.
Yes.
Which is marvellous, because a lot of people don't think of that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. We so our last venue, in fact, the first Vincent's venue was upstairs, and the venue after that was on ground level, but the previous two venues, as you say, were up. They were quite difficult to get to, and so when we had to move out of the previous building because it was going to be redeveloped, we looked at quite a few venues, and as soon as we walked into this venue, we were like, yeah, this is the one. And since then, we've had a dramatic increase in the amount of people who use the space, and yes, it is a lot more accessible. And we've actually just recently received the report. We commissioned an accessibility report about the venue just recently, and so we know that we can always do better, and there are some things that we're going to action to make it as accessible as possible, and that's going to include changing some of the furniture in the space. We've got some very old historic tables which are wonderful, but they are unfortunately not fully accessible. So yeah, there's some things like that we're going to be changing very soon.
Now, we're sitting here in the exhibition space. Can you tell me a bit about what's on exhibit?
Sure.
At the moment?
Yeah, so this is quite an amazing exhibition by one of our artists, Josephine Gronkrins, and she has developed her ceramic practice by being at Vincent's. She is throwing pots on the wheel, and she's making sculptures. So there's a couple of quite large, there's one quite large floor lamp, so she's thrown the lamp and then made a stand out of driftwood and concrete. And there's quite a few cups and vases and various other things, and she was inspired by nature, basically. So a lot of the cups and the other pieces have impressions of leaves and flowers and sculpted flowers and that sort of thing on the surface.
So what is the process for people discovering which particular material they want to work with? Do they just people just try everything and see what works?
Yeah, I think there's so many different experiences of people coming to Vincent's. There's some people who come in and they know exactly what they want to do straight away. Other people will, so we have regular workshops here, so some people will attend those classes, and it's where the tutor is sort of taking people through a process step by step, and that can often be a stepping stone for people to learn a particular medium. There are some people who just want to try everything, but then there's some people who come in who have a very specific goal, like they want to make a cup and saucer that they can use at home, you know. And, you know, there are some people who've been coming to Vincent's for decades as well, so they have, you know, really honed their own style and practice. Art has always been a real passion of mine, and I moved to Wellington and to study design here at Massey, and after I graduated, you know, I was, you know, looking around for various things, and you know, I didn't even really know much about Vincent's at all, to be honest, when I ended up, but I have always loved sharing my passion and skills with others, and the thought of being able to do that every day, you know, was appealing to me, and I applied to be an art tutor here, and yep, ended up being here for a long time. and yeah, it's always been an amazing place to work. Every day is different. Yeah.
And so what makes it an amazing place for you?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's about providing this space where people can come and express themselves, and it's all in a non-judgmental way as well. So, you know, people are not getting marked, people are not getting critiqued, so people can express themselves and find something sometimes inside themselves that they didn't know existed. And, you know, I think the magic moments are for me when you see, you know, someone who hasn't exhibited an artwork before, and then they finally do in one of our exhibitions, and they get to see the reactions from the public, and that's really special. It's even better if someone sells a piece as well, and that can, it's just, you know, the boost to people's self-esteem that they can have. Yeah.
What happens to people after they've been through Vincent's, and you say they're looking for vacation or some kind of other things to do? What happens mostly to people?
Yeah, gosh, that's a good question.
Where do they go from here? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it can vary greatly. I would say that there's many different reasons why people come to Vincent's. I mean, you know, there are some people who come for a period of time and then they gain work and we don't see them again. There's some people who you know, might be coming to Vincent's for a period of time when they don't have work, and then they, you know, go back into work again. There are some people who stay at Vincent's, and that's okay as well. and this becomes their work. You know, there's a lot of people who are in that category, and we sometimes have people who visit us for a short period of time, like they might be from overseas, and then they'll go again. But it's always amazing the number of people that do come back to the place in some way. Yeah.
So what are some of the examples of paid work that people might get from here?
You know, what, you, like after they've been here? Well, I think it can probably be anything. I think sometimes, you know, what the benefit that a lot of people get out of being here is, you know, so we're open Monday to Friday. It can be a routine for some people, and it can be, you know, it can be a good habit to get into to come to here and to be at Vincent's and to be doing something productive, and you know that can lead on to all sorts of things. And there are some people who end up volunteering with us as well, and that can lead on to other work in the creative industries. And you know, there have been artists who've ended up becoming tutors here as well.
I'm Nathan McGregor. I'm at Vincent's because it's a good space to do art.
My name is Nanette. I'm originally from Germany. I've lived in New Zealand for 23 years. And I am actually a medical physicist. I have a PhD in applied physics. I work as in radiation oncology at hospital and teach at university. And the reason that I'm here is originally I came only on Saturdays to do art because I've always liked and loved doing art. And then due to sort of restructuring at university, I lost my senior lecturer job, and I'm now working 3 days a week and have made good use of the other 2 days since I lost my job to be here Mondays, Tuesdays, essentially 9 to 5, or, you know, it's 10 to 5 and 10:30 to 7.
So you're a staff member here?
I'm not a staff member here, I'm an artist. But I love art, I love to do art, and since I lost half of my job, or one of my jobs, I have I have made good use of my time here at Vincent's.
How would you describe your art then?
I do abstract acrylics. Recently I've started with some lino cuts, either on paper or on canvas, and it's really all abstract. Yeah.
So what would you say had influenced your art? Do you have particular influences or people that you inspired by?
Now we go back to childhood or something. My dad used to be an architect, and he is a very good artist, even though, you know, he's always worked, so he hasn't really been have alive as an artist. But I think my artistic talent and interest was very much supported at home. There was always, you know, colored pens, paper, everything was there. Not expensive stuff, but, you know, you had what you needed to cut, to glue, to paint, to draw. And at school, we had several years where we had actual artists as arts teachers in the school I went to in Germany. And I think that has, you know, left a bit of an appreciation of a different appreciation as if you've just arts. And then it was just a love that always had. So I go into any, you know, any abstract art gallery or like National Gallery of Australia. Whenever I'm somewhere visiting, I will be in some art gallery. So I guess all that has influenced me. It's like you collect all your life impressions, and I love nature too, and eventually it just sort of comes out.
So what is it about Vincent particularly you like and are attracted by?
So I found out, so I used to live in Christchurch, and I went through the earthquakes. And so Christchurch was I don't know, how many, 380,000 traumatized people. So I started a new job up here in Wellington, and after a few months, I couldn't sleep anymore. I had obviously post-traumatic stress. And through a counselor, I heard about Vincent's. So I started to go, was curious and discovered Vincent's in some way more through a mental health path. Then there were a few years where I didn't go at all. And so then I came back and eventually had been coming just Saturdays when it was still open on Saturdays. And lately it's been, you know, during the week too, a couple of days. And as I said, I do it quite seriously. So I've had 2 exhibitions in the last 3 years. The recent one was earlier this year in April. And Vincent's is an amazing place. You get a lot of support for what you do, I wouldn't say want to achieve. It's as if I've achieved things that I didn't really set out to do. It was suggested to me and I thought, oh my God, I can't. And then I realized I can. So
it was a process.
Yes, and the tutors here are helping you along the way to your abilities. And so before we started this interview, I was looking at different lino cutters that don't cut, and one of the tutors was giving me advice on, you know, that they are indeed crap, the ones I bought, and so learned my lesson.
And no celebration of Vincent's would be complete without talking with former coordinator and stalwart Glenn MacDonald. So can I start, Glenn, by saying that I heard that you made the 40th celebrations of Vincent's?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
It was amazing. As I get older, some things are quite hard for me to get through, but I was so glad. My oldest son, Sam Spicer, he drove me down there, and he and my youngest son, Ben, came with me, and it was just incredible. There were so many people that I'd known for years and years, and since I retired, I haven't seen a lot of them. and there were people who were Vincent's artists and people that I used to network with, people from other creative spaces, and they were all lining up to say hello. So it was an amazing evening for me. And I was overwhelmed by the end of the evening and tired, but I was just so pleased that I'd gone to it. There's something really lovely about having been at Vincent's for almost 30 years and then to see, to be part of the 40th anniversary celebration of Vincent's. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's former Vincent's much-celebrated former coordinator and art space stalwart Glenn McDonald, wrapping up today's show, and the last one for me this year. Best wishes for the season of Christmas and New Year. Refresh, take care, I'll be with you next year. Ka kite anō. And taking us out is the favourite track of Vincent's participants, Bob Marley's One Love.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.